You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 39 to 41. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Now, did you know that Jesus Christ did not appear to everybody after his resurrection? He appeared only to those whom God had chosen. Human logic, you will think that when he rose from the dead, he should appear to the Pharisees, to the high priest, to Pilate, to all the people that killed him and say, "Look at me, you tried to kill me. Now I live forever. What can you do?" You see, Jesus never tried to prove himself. He never tried to show off. A matter as big as resurrection, Jesus only appeared to few groups of people that God had chosen. You remember again in Matthew chapter 4, when Satan told Jesus to show himself, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, turn this stone to bread." Jesus said, "No, we don't use the power of God for show. I am not here to show myself. I only live by the word of God. If God has not said something, I don't do it. It is not about me. It's not about showing myself off." And you know, if Jesus had showed himself off, he would not have been wrong. Brethren, let's emulate this attitude of Jesus. Many times, you are so eager to show people that you are successful. You are so eager to show them what God is doing in your life. People had looked down on you. They say, "This one will never build a house in life." As soon as God began to help you to build the house, what did you do? You begin to put pictures on your status. As you are building it, the pictures are there. Just to tell people that, look at it. You can't keep it. Everybody must know. Then you will invite people in church to come and pray. You know that it is not just about prayer. They need to see that you have just bought a new car. And they need to know. Those who said that you cannot become anything, now you have PhD. So you will now go and do a party and make sure that you invite those kind of people that said you cannot become anything, so that they can come and witness that you have become something. My brothers and sisters, this is not the spirit of Christ. We've got nothing to prove to anybody. Absolutely nothing. Many preachers are falling into this trap, trying to prove to people. That's why people think that, oh, they need to get a car. They need to build something to impress people, to say to people that, "Look at me today. Look at me." When I was resigning my job for the gospel, some people said that they should take me to psychiatric hospital, that something must be wrong with me. There are people who are waiting to see me fail. There are people who are waiting to mock me. Some people believe that I will go hungry, and then they can talk back to me and say, "Let's see." But it will be foolish of me to now go and show myself and say, "Look at it, oh, it's been 10 years without job, only ministry work. Look at me, I'm doing fine. See God keeping me." That is flesh. That is not the spirit of Christ. You do not owe anybody to show anything. All you need is to please Jesus. You know, sometimes you want to get things to just show people. You want them to, you will take pictures. So the first thing you do when you get abroad is to take pictures, so that all of those people who said in your family you cannot achieve anything good, they will see your picture, and you will make sure that picture, you take it in a place where people can know that this is US or this is Canada, that this is UK. You won't even take it in a place where they may be having doubt that, is she still in Ghana? Is she still in Zimbabwe? Is she still in Nigeria? You know, you will make sure, you will ensure that they really see that you are abroad. Can you go abroad and nobody knows about it? Can you go abroad? You know, even preachers today, it's so bad that preachers, Once a preacher leaves Africa and go to Europe, the first thing he will do is to take picture right from the plane and be posting it. It is the Lord's doing. So they will sound so religious. With God, all things are possible. He who hosts you will never disappoint. So you begin to see all of those things. They will even be putting scriptures there. Once they are in the airport, if it is him who travels with his wife, he gives phone to his wife to start snapping him. They must post it. People must know. You know, I was so touched by the life of a preacher that I saw that he had been to every continent of the world. Every continent. You will not find a single picture of him abroad anywhere in the public. Well, I have not seen one. Anywhere in the public, you won't even find it. It means nothing. We have nothing to show. Nothing to show. This thing is not about showing ourselves. You know, there's a story I often tell. When I was praying for God to give me power to be able to heal people who are sick, and he said to me, if you pray in your room and those people get healed, will you like it? And you know, I now understand what he was saying to me. That is it about them knowing that you are the one who is able to pray for them, or are you compassionate about their pain? Because if you are compassionate, it shouldn't matter whether they see you or not. If God will give me gift that I will just sit down in my room, pray for a sick person, somebody in pain, and they will be healed. But they will never know that I'm the one praying for them. Will I be grateful? Will I say, God, give me such a gift? If I truly care about people, do you know that that's the kind of gift I should be praying for? But I will be praying for a gift that when I stand up on the pulpit and I raise my hand like this, I want to see everybody on the wheelchair rise up. I want to see the sick rise up. You see? We don't even go to where the sick are in the hospital. We rather prefer that everything must be done on the stage where there is light, where there is camera. Sometimes you even tell the camera, which one, are you there? Yes, focus on this now. Focus on this now. Brethren, we are not to show. Jesus didn't show. Can you imagine? They killed a man and they said, we've killed him. And then that man came back to life. I thought Jesus should appear to the high priest in his house and say, high priest, oh, look at me now. He never did that. My brothers and sisters, stop showing forth. The only thing we are to show is Christ. The only thing we are to show is the fruit of the Spirit. Stop doing all of this nonsense. It is not of Christ. It is not of Christ. It is not of Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.